Alrighty, so in thinking about general tips for you, just keep in mind for the inclusive IEP that the setting must be in the general education classroom, that your goals and objectives must be measurable. Your objectives need to align with the goal as well as the student profile. Remember that the services and goals and objectives must make sense and apply to the inclusion classroom. We are not indicating pull-out services for the purposes of this IEP. And also, as indicated in the example IEP, the content IEP, please make sure that you indicate in each section the words you will say to meaningfully include the family and team members in the IEP process. I hope that these tips have helped you. Again, if you need any support or you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact me. I know we won't see each other for a little bit of time, but I do look forward to reading your journal reviews as well as seeing your discussion posts and whatnot. And I really hope that this has been helpful to you, and I look forward to reading your inclusion-focused IEPs.